US Open update for Northern Jeep Bundoora, Australia's number one dealer. Largest selection of Jeeps, all with 5-year warranty and lifetime roadside assistance. Visit Northern Jeep Bundoora today.
Brett Phillips is our number one man in terms of tennis on this station. Looks after the first serve. He's in New York right now. Roger Federer is on court. A couple of Aussies have had good days. Morning to you, BP.
Good morning to you, Hamish. I'm just out here on court number 10. I can tell you they're absolutely packed in because this has been a great comeback from Daria Gavrilova. 4-2. She leads this third set against Shelby Rogers. Johnny Millman through. We've just had a chat to him. Hopefully we can get Dasher over the line, but she looks to be in the driver's seat.
She'll go nuts if she wins, BP.
Yeah, she's known for her celebrations, Gaz. I tell you what, she's had to work extremely hard, but you know, when I first saw her on the back box at Melbourne Park in a wild card playoff years and years ago, the one thing you notice about Daria Gavrilova, maybe it's that Russian origin and blood in her, is that every point is like life and death, and that's the way she plays. She concedes a bit of size, got an enormous heart, got a big skill set, and she's had to dig deep against Rogers, who's an American here on home soil, won that very tense first set tiebreaker, 8-6. Of course, did Rogers. And then Daria just worked her way back, as she so often does. I mean, her matches are normally a bit drama-filled, three sets quite often. But she has silenced this American crowd right now. So we're a deuce. We're on the Rogers serve. It is Gavrilova leading 4-2, trying to be the second Aussie today to make it through to the third round.
Johnny Millman and Ash Barty through BP.
Yeah, Barty was late last night here, Hamish, and it was tricky. Under the floodlights, it was breezy. Good first set. Got into a bit of an arm wrestle with Susnovic in the second set, but as Ash told us after, you know, sometimes you're just going to win a little bit ugly and just get it done, and she progresses. Millman took on Jaziri today. Terrific, Johnny. Got off to a great start. Once again, laying the foundation with a good first set, 6-1. Jaziri's a real competitor. He's been inside the top 50. He dug in the second. At one stage, he was, about 3-1 up on Millman, who came back, won the tiebreaker, powered away in the third. So he'll play either Cole Schreiber or Geraldo. Cole Schreiber just into the seeds with Murray's late withdrawal, and he's a pretty good player with that beautiful single-handed backhand. But gee, the draw is certainly opening up for John Millman.
Well, this was you, BP, with Johnny Millman just moments ago.
Really happy with, once I got on court, just how switched on I was, and really happy with how I'm hitting the ball. I think the conditions this year at the US Open slightly slower than what we've seen in the past. It's really suiting my game.
And the other thing you said there, BP, was the draw is opening up. Sasha Zverev, who in the bottom half of the draw looked to have a great run with all the top seeds not being in New York, he's gone.
Can I tell you, Hamish, it was a great night to be here last night, because whilst he was playing Borna Coric, who's another next-gen rising star, that was on grandstand, fever pitch crowd out there. Right under Coric, he stood up and played some great tennis. On Arthur Ashe was Denis Shapovalov, who is this exciting young Canadian with all this energy. He's already at 60-odd in the world at 18. He had his home crowd in a frenzy at the Masters 1000 in Montreal a couple of weeks ago. He beat Songa here in straight sets, played some of the most blistering tennis. And when you look at those three, and then you hear the words out of Nick and Bernard, they're not totally dedicated to the game, I suppose that leaves us as Aussie broadcasters a little bit frustrated at times. Speaking of Nick, he did get out and play doubles. I actually stood on that court for about an hour or so, and they did get up here, Matt Reed, to get through to the second round. He didn't want to let his good mate down, who needs some prize money in the kicker. So he has played. They had a lot of attention on the shoulder, but they got through in three sets.
Well, that is a good thing from Nick, but maybe it's incumbent upon us, and more importantly you, BP, who cover the tennis, to focus more on the Dashes of the world and the Johnny Millmans and start to pump them up as our great hopes.
Well, we certainly try and do that.
I know you do, mate. Yeah, yep.
The first serve, we talk to all levels of the game, Gary. So, yeah, I'm all for the underdog. Maybe it's the old Fitzroy bloody me supporting the Roys for all those years. So let's hope Dasha can get up here. Just a quick scan. Rogers was able to hold her serve. So Gavrilova back on serve, 4-3 now in this third and deciding set.
Just to our listeners, jump on the line for the quiz. We'll get the quiz going as soon as we're done chatting with BP, who is in New York covering the US Open for us. What's the talk around the Nick Kyrgios and the Bernard Tomic disappointments? Does anyone outside of the Australian crew care? Are they the talk of the locker room, or people have sort of just moved on?
Well, generally, Hamish, they're sort of more forgiving. I mean, you know, if I look at the crowd, I stood there for an hour today once again, and I'm just fascinated to observe what goes on. And, you know, look, all of us at times have probably painted Nick in a bad way. He was giving out wristbands to young kids sitting on the fence. He's bantering, having a bit of a joke. I mean, look, he's a very likeable young guy, but if you're not going to fulfil your potential, it's tough as a broadcaster trying to follow him, because I don't think you can be entertainer and absolutely getting the maximum out of yourself. You know, obviously, the good players like Federer can be an absolute champion, but he can also be engaging enough that you want to go and actually watch him. And young Zverev and Chorich and Shapovalov last night, he's got the crowd whipped into a frenzy, but he's a hard-nosed competitor where every point means something to him. So if you can get the combination right, he could be a sensation, but we just don't know where that's quite going to go.
BP, really appreciate your time, and we'll continue to talk with you throughout the US Open.
Thank you, guys. Good to talk.